You're listening to KBOO Portland 90.7. Coming up next, it's Voices from the Edge with Joanne Hardesty and a rebroadcast of Joanne's conversation with Greg Palast from September when he warned of the efforts to purge millions from the voter rolls. Stay tuned.
KBOO Community Radio holds open meetings concerning the operations and programming of KBOO in accordance with requirements of the Communications Act of 1934 and certifications requirements of the Corporation for Public Broadcasting. Information about KBOO Community Radio's open meeting policy is available by calling the station at 503-231-8032. Meetings will be held at 20 Southeast 8th Avenue, Portland, Oregon, unless otherwise noted. The events committee meets the third Thursday of each month at 6 p.m. Please call 503-231-8032 to verify if a meeting is being held. To request notice of board meeting in writing, please email monica@kboo.org.
KBOO Community Radio is a proud co-sponsor of Portland Rocks with Standing Rock on Thursday, December 15th at 8 p.m. at Dante's. This event will include native speakers, raffles, and live music by Spirit Lake, Miller & Sasser, Midlife Crisis, John Dutch, and more as a benefit for camps at Standing Rock. Again, that's Portland Rocks with Standing Rock on Thursday, December 15th at 8 p.m. at Dante's. Dante's is at 350 West Burnside Street in Portland. More information can be found on the KBOO website, kboo.fm, on the right-hand side of the homepage under Community Events.
Good morning, good morning. I'm Joanne Hardesty, and welcome to Voices from the Edge. It is my pleasure this morning to bring to you the infamous, the wonderful, the talented, the brave Greg Palast. And as you know, he's been called the most important investigative reporter of our time. Up there with Woodward and Bernstein, says The Guardian. Palast has broken front page stories for the BBC Television, Newsnight, The Guardian, National Magazine, Rolling Stone, and Harper's Magazine. In addition, he has done many front page, top of the news, award-winning stories. You may remember he was the reporter that uncovered the theft of the 2000 U.S. presidential election in Florida. He exposed financial vultures attacking Argentina, the Congo, and other nations, resulting in changes of laws across the globe. And he also did the hidden story of BP's Deepwater Horizon blowout. Palast has led investigations of multi-million dollar frauds in the oil, nuclear, power, and finance industries for governments on three continents. Has an academic side as well. He's the author of Democracy and Regulations, as well as a host of other books. And he's got a new film coming out that I suspect he will want to tell you about. And during this time, we will have matching opportunities for folks to become members of your community radio station. And so your dollar will turn into two. We'll tell you a little bit more about that a little later. But welcome to the program, Greg Palast. Good morning, Greg. Are you there? Hi, Greg. I think we might be having a little technical, but I'm sure he's... Oh, there you are.
Yep.
Good morning. How are you?
Okay.
It is...
A little wet. Got out of the shower.
Okay. So just stand there and air dry while we talk. How are you today?
Great. What can I tell you?
You can tell me that there's...
Democracy is on its last legs. America is slowly creeping into the sludge. Other than that, I think you're great. How are you doing?
Well, I was doing fabulous, and now I'm like thinking, oh, You mean I should be paying attention to the presidential election that's about to take place?
No, just close your eyes and vote.
and just, it'll all go away, right?
Yeah, but this won't hurt a bit.
So seriously, I know that you are about to have a movie premiere.
That's right. I'm pregnant with a film right as we speak. And tonight there'll be a premiere in Madison, but I'm going to have the world premiere shortly in L.A. and New York because they think so much of themselves, those two cities. But as far as I'm concerned, the real premiere will be coming up in Portland with my buds from KBOO.
Absolutely. We cannot wait. I know that we're waiting for a date, but as soon as we get that date set, we will be letting people know that they will be able to come and see you personally.
That's right. I'm going to have a date with several hundred people.
Exactly.
Right. And exactly, or thousands. So the film is not being very original. I stole the title from my two best-selling books, The Best Democracy Money Can Buy, A Tale of Billionaires and Ballot Bandits, and I want to make sure that people will watch the film, even though I do have a very nice hat. I've actually put some real talent in there, including Rosario Dawson and I get help because, you know, I'm doing an investigation of the theft of the 2016 election before it happens.
I love that you are on top of this and that this film is really going to get people thinking. And you've also updated the book.
Yes. Well, what's happened is that I took, you know, it was number one in Portland for almost a year, actually, The Best Democracy Money Can Buy.
That's right.
And so I decided, okay, let's, great title, but let's put some new, let's put a new meat in this thing. And so it's entirely rewritten, The Best Democracy Money Can Buy. And if you read Billionaires and Ballot Bandits, it's all updated. So everything is new. And the main thing is that it centers on not what I, in The Best Democracy Money Can Buy, the center of the story was the theft of the 2000 election in Florida, how they knocked off thousands of black people and saying that they were felons and criminals and just bad people. And all of them were innocent of any crime except voting while black, and that's what elected George Bush. It's a good story, but now they're doing it again, but in a much more sophisticated, much more terrifying way. And so it's the story of Trump and his buddies. This is so fresh. I mean, the ink will come off in your fingers. The story is so fresh.
And we should let folks know that for their $90 contribution, they will receive the updated copy of your book, The Best Democracy Money Can Buy, A Tale of Billionaires and Ballot Bandits. But in addition to that, they will be able to get a copy of your film when they come and see it when you're in town next month.
Wow, that's cheap. I'm going to get that, too.
Right. I thought this is a great day for me to renew my KBOO membership because not only will I get your brand new film, but I will also get your updated book that the visionary you are is preparing us for what could happen in 2016.
Yes, indeed. And so... Yeah, it's such a good deal. I mean,
and somebody's going to match. Let me add this. Yeah. We have a fabulous volunteer, Kathy, who will match dollar per dollar people who become members during this program. And
wow,
so,
Kathy, thank you so much, Kathy. Are you single?
Cut that out.
Yeah. So The Best Democracy Money Can Buy, by the way, the new book has new cartoons also by Ted Rall. There's a comic book in the middle of it by Ted Rall, 44 pages, who's a genius. You know he's a genius because he was just fired by the L.A. Times for drawing cartoons critical of the LAPD and their habit of beating the crap out of our local residents of color. So
he was fired for that?
Yeah, and then he's in the book. We also have, in addition, we have a chapter, an introduction by Bobby Kennedy, the great civil rights lawyer, and Bobby Kennedy Jr., of course. Mm-hmm. And and then you'll get the film. And the film is a lot of fun, and it's also horrifying at the same time. The Best Democracy Money Can Buy, A Tale of Billionaires is a ballot band. It's the book, the comic book, and the film. What a deal. So what
number
do people call to get this? And I'll tell them all about it. But I want people to get this number down.
Yes.
Drop your baby gently.
Gently.
This number. What's the number?
Gently. 877-500-5266.
877-500-8726.
5266.
5266.
You got it.
Investigative reporter. I bet that says KBOO. 877-500-KBOO. Is that
you
correct?
Got it. You got it.
877-500-5266. 877-500-KBOO. This is Greg Pallas, by the way, speaking to you from Hollywood. I'll be up there soon when you can get a copy of it. See, and then get a copy of the film with all the cool extras. When I get up to Portland, but most important, you'll get right away.
Yes.
The brand new book with the brand old title, The Best Democracy Money Can Buy, A Tale of Billionaires and Ballot Bandits. This was like number one in Portland for nearly a year, but that's the old version. New, there's a comic book inside, great new story, terrifying new story. It's so terrifying, it's actually quite funny, but it is about how the Trumpsters are going to take away, and they're doing pretty well at this, they've already started taking away about 1 million votes of voters of color.
Now, Greg, how is that happening? Because we keep hearing about Supreme Court decisions that have turned back these voter ID laws. So what's the method that they're using to...
Okay. Now, some of you, if you read Rolling Stone, because that's my new day job. I'm an investigative reporter now with Rolling Stone magazine.
Oh, nice, nice.
Yeah.
And you are a busy man.
Which gives a little taste of the film, a very little taste.
Okay.
Just an appetizer of the film. And here's what's going on. Donald Trump says the election is rigged, and he should know because his buddies are rigging it. But now the thing is, listen to the second part of his sentence, which everyone ignores. He's saying it's rigged because people are voting many, many times. Now, wait a minute, Donald. Just a second there. If people are voting many times, you vote more than once in a single election. You go to the slammer.
Yes.
For 5 years.
Right.
And it turns out that while this is not just Trump just running at the mouth, this is very serious stuff because he got it from his henchman, a guy named Chris Kobach. This is part of my investigation. Chris Kobach, who's the Secretary of State of Kansas. While he's Secretary of State of Kansas, he still has his little legal practice representing what the Southern Poverty Law Center calls hate groups. He is Trump's advisor on the wall and on immigration, so you already know this guy is
wow.
A piece of work.
Right.
He's been given the voting rolls of 30 Republican states. 30 Republican states.
Whoa.
He's taken them to find people who are voting twice. And he's created a list of suspects, which is, get ready for this, 7.2 million Americans are on the suspect list for voting twice.
Whoa.
Virginia's already removed 41,000 voters.
Mm-hmm.
How many have they arrested?
Zero.
Zero. So wait, people are committed this mass felony crime. Now, if you rob a bank, they don't close your bank account. They put you in prison.
Right.
So why are they removing people's votes, but they're not arresting anyone? I went down to North Carolina, which is where the federal court said North Carolina's laws are surgically aimed at black people with, quote, surgical precision to knock black people off the rolls. And they stopped them from doing the obvious Jim Crow tactic, closing early voting, closing, you know, all kinds of weird ID laws, you know, and that type of thing. But that stuff you can see on the surface. This is underneath the surface. So I went to North Carolina where they're knocking off 190,000 voters. And I said, so how many of you arrested? I asked these officials, since they that were working on surgically removing black folk. I said, how many people, double voters, have you removed? They said, arrested, zero, but removing tens of thousands. What's that about? I said, give me the list of these skanky double voters. They said, no way, it's all confidential. I went state to state, all confidential because it's a criminal investigation.
Right.
But of course, if you know Greg Palast, I'm an investigative reporter.
Yes, you are.
Take a picture, as I'm the last. investigative reporter. And so as soon as marked confidential, that's the first thing I get. So, it took about 5-6 months. We got the list of nearly 2 million of these suspects. And here's an example of the suspects. Typical example. I'm not like pulling one funny.
Right.
Maria Cristina Hernandez is supposed to be the same voter as Maria Isabel Hernandez.
Ooh.
Voting a second time. So it's the same voter voting twice. Maria right. Isabel Hernandez and Maria Cristina Hernandez. Now, you might say Maria Hernandez is a common name.
Right.
No, it isn't. Not for a Republican. Okay, so
what's common about it is it sounds like it's a Latino name.
Oh, well, let me give you. Okay, ready for the test?
Yes.
Let's see. There's 288 James Browns voting twice in Georgia. So you have Hernandez, Georgia. The biggest group, David Lee, and Sung Park. That's like a whole passel of double voting. Criminal gangsters.
So Asian Pacific Islanders are being targeted.
Okay.
So and African Americans with the James Browns, right?
Welcome to the new Trump world. So Trump is not running this thing. He's reflecting. He's giving away their game.
Right.
And so I travel around the country finding these skanky double voters in the film and in the book. And as it turns out, and I'm giving away nothing because there's so much cool stuff in the book. This is like, like 3 pages of the book and, 14 seconds of the film. But I'm going to give away one thing. One of the double voters. Now, most of them are Hope Park, James Brown, the Jackson 5. Forget it. Jackson 25,000. So we had experts. Statistical experts, statisticians go through the files. They said, oh, my God, first of all, it's a joke. There's out of the 7 million names, it looks like they actually counted the number of mismatches of middle names, and you got about 2 million altogether.
Wow.
Mismatch middle names, they say, are the same voter.
Wow.
And father, junior and senior, like, James Brown Jr., James Brown Sr., father and son, that's the same voter. They ignore middle names, ignore the suffixes.
Ooh.
And then it says, but then in their public pitch, they say, oh, we're looking for double voters, and we use social security numbers. Well, that should be.
Ooh.
You should have it right. You got the right Maria Hernandez.
Right.
Well, in the instructions, which we also got, it said, we have social security numbers, but if they don't match, and none of them do, ignore it and start going after these voters. And so they send out. So, and here's the thing, it's all stealth. In North Carolina, the courts overturned their obvious Jim Crow laws.
Right.
I talked to the NAACP people and the that brought the suit, including a state senator, who was told that this system, which is called cross-check, it sounded like they didn't sue over that because it sounded reasonable. They're going after double voters. I said, did you ever ask for the list of the accused?
Right.
No, because they can't get them. I talked to the ACLU just yesterday. They were suspicious, but they never got the lists because they're not supposed. If you see the list, you know. And in the film and in the book, you get segments of the list. In the film, I literally dive into the list. Have you ever seen a film like Sherlock or something like that?
Yes.
Like I literally take a lot of this is done. A lot of the film is in cartoon form. So I can understand it. And
nice.
So, for example, if when I do explain the old 2000 shoplifting of the election, but I was working with the guy who drew Who Framed Roger Rabbit. So he turned that whole thing into a Saturday morning cartoon with Jeb Bush and Catherine Harris as the undynamic duo. And so we have cartoons, and when I try to go into the evidence, I literally dive into the evidence. You follow the whole process, and as I go through the investigation, and it takes me up to the Arctic, to the Amazon, to the Congo, to Kansas, which is really scary, and darkest New York, and then the important thing is that most of the film and half the book is it's the best democracy money can buy. But the subtitle is A Tale of Billionaires and Ballot Bandits, and I'll tell you why, but only if you call. I've been running my mouth when it's important to say 877-500-5266. I want you to call right now, 877-500-5266. And here's the deal. You're not only going to get the brand new book with the brand old title, The Best Democracy Money Can Buy, A Tale of Billionaires and Ballot Bandits, but you're going to get the DVD of the film, because when you see it, you're going to show it to everyone, you're going to see it again, because it's horrifying, it's a lot of fun, but you'll get the DVD too, and we have extras in there. I mean, no one's going to mind having as much as possible of Rosario Dawson. She's the big part of the extras, my discussion with her, who is the founder of Voto Latino. But in the film, I told you just about Maria Hernandez, she tries to fool me, she pretends to be Maria Hernandez. But then we have a very important discussion about the issue of not just the vote theft.
Right.
Oh, Republicans are stealing the vote. No. They're just the puppets, the hand puppets. I go into the question, who is the puppeteer? Whose hand is inside these glove puppets?
That's right.
And we go after these guys. That's the second part of the story called A Tale of Billionaires and Ballot Bandits. You can get both the book and the DVD, and I'm telling you, no station is giving both at this price, with a tax-deductible donation to KBOO, 877-500-KABU, 877-500-KBOO, 877-500-KABU, 877, I'm going to say it again.
One more time.
500-5266. This is really important. This is really amazing. I want you to call right now. Explain.
And not only that, as you may remember, we are doubling your contribution right now. If you become a member during this hour, your donation will be doubled. So for your $90 donation, that's a $180 donation. I mean, talk about how wonderful to be able to support KBOO in such a fabulous way and to be able to continue to help Greg get his word out about what's really happening in politics in America. And I want to check in with Dave Mazza, my fabulous friend, my former co-host. It's so wonderful to have him here today.
It's like old home week.
It is.
Wait, you mean former? Why did she fire you, Dave?
It's too ugly to talk about on air, Greg. No. I just needed a rest, is all. But hey, it's great to have you back here on KBOO as always. And I just wanted to quickly give some thanks to some folks who have called in or come online and come in. And then we want to thank Julia from Portland, who increased her membership. We also want to thank these folks all gave online. Tara from Portland, Anne from Portland, Sansia Ray from Portland, Stacy from Yalcolt, and Patrick from Vancouver. They all called in and said, you know something? We want to support KBOO because they're doing the right thing. For example, supporting the work of Greg Palast. And you know, Greg, one time I remember you said, and I've never forgotten this, is really when members are supporting KBOO, they're also supporting you, because it's not like NBC is, you know, NBC is not one of your outlets, but we're there for you, and we can only be there for you if people call 877-500-5266 or go online to kboo.fm and say, I support Greg, I support KBOO, I want to become a member, I want to maybe give $10 a month or more if you can afford it. Any amount's valued, but please call in 877-500-5266. And remember, Kathy has made a very generous offer to match the next $250 in donations called during Voices from the Edge. So you have about 36 minutes in order to double your dollars by calling in now and taking advantage of that matching fund.
Oh, this is Greg Palast. I want to thank Julia, Kara, and Don, AC, and Patrick, and all of those who are listening and about to put their finger into the phone. How about someone putting up a couple $100? Let's say you're already a member. Please get the package, The Best Democracy Money Can Buy, A Tale of Billionaires and Ballot Bandits, a brand new book. By the way, just so you know, it hasn't been released yet. You say, well, I'll go get it cheap at Amazon or Powell. Sorry, guys.
Not yet.
This is before. It's not quite released yet. That's a trick, because I want a KBOO to have this before you can get it anywhere else, okay? And it's not. And also, if you give it a KBOO, it's better. It's tax deductible. Better for KBOO than the Drone Ranger. And it's the important thing. It's giving you your weapon of mass destruction. Yes, people are always saying, how can I help you out, Greg? Look, I have a day job at Rolling Stone. I report for BBC television, et cetera. But my words don't get out there. You're not going to hear me on National Petroleum Radio, guys. Sorry. If you want to hear the real thing, if you want to hear Greg Palast, read my book, get the film, look at the comic book, dig that, and call 877-500-5266. Oh, I love that ring. 877-500-KBOO. 877-500-KBOO. Or you go to KBOO. Is it?
KBOO.fm.
.fm.
KBOO.fm. Do you still have that little tip jar in the corner?
It's not a tip jar anymore, but it does say donate. There's a big donate button that you can't miss if you're on the KBOO website.
Okay. KBOO.fm in the upright course. You want the Palace pack? This is Greg Palast saying, you know, I don't get paid for this, guys. In fact, I had to arm wrestle the distributors and the publisher to give you to get the book to KBOO, to get the DVD. It's like I drive these guys crazy.
I know you.
We're not a charity. I said, yeah, but I am. I literally have the Palast Investigative Fund. I operate. I have a foundation, and that's how I do these things. But guys, we can offer all kinds of things, but you gotta walk with me on this one. This is a serious business. You know, our film ends in Selma, Alabama, at the Edmund Pettus Bridge, because you know, hours after the Supreme Court gutted the Voting Rights Act, Alabama passed new laws that backed up all those gains that Martin Luther King had won.
That's right.
50 years ago, crossing that bridge. We got to cross that bridge again, and I want someone to walk with me. I'm serious about this. This is no joke right now. Right. This is about doing something that makes you part of a long line of history marching over that bridge. We all have a way of doing it. 877-500-KBOO. I got to tell you, my local Pacific affiliate down here in Los Angeles, when I was a kid in the barrio under the smokestacks belching coal smoke, what saved me was listening to my progressive nonprofit community station.
Wow.
Don't lose it. That's when I said, I want to do that. I want to get on the air, and I want to help. This is what I want to do. I was 14 years old when I got my first subscription to community radio, and I've never missed a chance since to be a member. 877-500-5266. Let's walk the walk, guys. Come with me. This is Greg Palast. You're going to get the brand new book. It's not released to the public yet. You're going to get it before it's on the shelves at Powell's or anywhere else, because you've made this tax deductible donation to KBOO the best democracy money can buy, a tale of billionaires and ballot bandits. The best democracy money can buy, a tale of billionaires and ballot bandits. The book with the comic book inside, the DVD, and I'll see you and I'll sign that book when I get up to Portland in about 3 weeks, I think, 3-4 weeks. So 877-500-KBOO, 877-500-5266, please. This is the moment, and Kathy's doubling it.
Yes.
Someone write a few zeros on it, and shocker.
That's right, right. Yeah, make her heart dupe. Beat fast, right?
Yeah, we dig you, Kathy, but let's crank up the pain here.
That's right.
877-500-5266. Really, it's amazing. You have to understand what it takes. Someone steps forward and says, if you help, I'll double it.
That's
I'm
right.
Stepping forward with a book and a film, guys.
Yes, that's
it
right.
It wasn't exactly cheap or easy to make, I got to tell you. But why am I giving it to you? I'm giving it to you because this is stuff you want to know. Let's put it this way. I just showed it in San Francisco to sold out theaters, and massive nonstop standing ovation, laughter, cheers, tears.
Wonderful, wonderful.
And I want to tell you that. Now, it's not about how wonderful my work is. What it is, it's a story of that is going to grab you. And so get that book.
So, Greg, I just want to say that the fact that you should be congratulated because your film was picked up by a national company, right?
We have the wonderful Cinema Libre is distributing it.
Wonderful.
And so we're, you know, that's why we're having the Hollywood premieres and all that stuff.
Right.
But I got to tell you guys, and if you go to, by the way, if you go to gregpalace.com, you can find out where it is all over the place. As it's going to be released nationally. But we're going to do a special viewing in Portland. But I want to tell you, I'll be there, but I want to sign the books
yes.
that you have donated for today. And I will sign the DVDs, too. I have a special silver pen that does that.
Nice.
And I really want people to join with me. I love Portland. The Cinema Libre asked me, where would you like to show around the country? And you know, they said, you know, we have to do, to qualify for Academy Award, you have to do L.A., New York. They said, well, what's give us some other cities. And the first city that I named, the very first city, I said, I want it released in Portland.
Oh,
and
we're feeling the love here.
Yeah, no, it's true. But I want you guys to, yeah, I'd like some love back.
Yeah, right.
Join Julie and Karen, Don and AC and Patrick, and please call. 877-500-KABOO, 877-500-5266, or KBOO.FM. Hit the donate button. Get the Palace Pack. $90 donation gets doubled to $180, and yeah. you don't pay it. Kathy is being very generous, very generous. Can someone be at
Equally.
Least a fragment as generous as Kathy? And as intelligent as Kathy, as wonderful as Kathy, and please call. It's a $90 donation. It's quite extraordinary because I know Amy Goodman demands twice as much for that same pack. So, guys, if you really want, this is a discount of charity. This is extraordinary,
yes.
and it keeps alive your weapon of mass destruction.
And we should throw in there, Greg, that you know, $90. Oh, that sounds like a lot of money. However, you know, we're set up to do it on a monthly basis here, so folks can spend $7.50 a month and still get this incredible package from Greg Palace. So, hey, call in, folks. The phones have been ringing, but we'd like to hear the rest of them ringing and going off the hook. Yeah, there's another
there
one
we go.
Ringing right now. So 877-500-5266.
And I should just say that we have a small goal of raising $1,250 today, and I don't think that we will have any problem doing that, especially with Greg's generosity of providing this package. And it's not often that you can get a package for your membership and then get it personally autographed in person with the author and film producer. And so you'll have that opportunity next month. As soon as we get the date nailed down, we will publicize that. But today, you can save your place in line by becoming a member and donating up to $90 or more, getting this package. You will then be first in line when Greg is in Portland releasing his new film. And
that's
so,
correct. So this is Greg Palace. Telling you. By the way, the other thing you should do, if I would like people to do for this sad nation, is right now, because this is a threat. There is a new rising acceptance of racism and the return of Jim Crow.
Yes.
This is what we're fighting, guys.
Yes.
And one thing I'd like to do, Alcee Hastings, the congressman, the dean of the Congressional Black Caucus, and I, with several civil rights and voting rights leaders have put together a petition to ask the Justice Department, demand the Justice Department investigate this Trumpster game of calling millions of people double voters and removing their votes in the swing states of Ohio and North Carolina and Georgia and Arizona, states I go to throughout the film and throughout the book. Now, I'm withholding at this moment, so go to gregpalace.com, sign the petition. That will go to the Justice Department. Please join us when you do that. You'll also get more information about the film. There's a trailer for the film, all that kind of stuff. But right now, before you sign the petition at gregpalace.com, and I do demand you do that, I want you to do this. I want you to call 877-500-5266. You'll get a film called The Best Democracy Money Can Buy, A Tale of Billionaires and Ballot Bandits. And you know, many of you have bought my DVDs of my reports on Democracy Now! And BBC, et cetera. This is different. This is a real movie. That is, it's a nonfiction movie. It's not a documentary. And that's a very important distinction. I'll tell you why. Mm. Because there's all these elements that you've got. That, for example, when I'm on the investigation trying to figure out who's behind this scam,
right,
and I'm stumped, I fall asleep at a bar. That's pretty common for me. But in this case, it's while Law and Order is playing on the TV. And then Detective Munch and Ice-T, Richard Belzer and Ice-T, pop out of the television set to advise me on my next step on the investigation. And then we have, like I say, Rosario Dawson playing one of the double voters. I also I have these various scenes. For example, we have Willie Nelson in there, who, by the way, is on the list.
Oh.
Yes. Well, what happens is he's on because he voted a second time as Willie, according to Trump's people, he voted a second time as Willie May Nelson in Mississippi. And so I confront him. I get it. He's got a bus. It's obviously he can run around various states with this
right,
on
right.
a bus. Yeah, so you see this like stoner musician, right? This old guy. He's got pigtails. Maybe that's how he got away with being Willie May. And he confessed. He said he did it. He was voting all over the country in his bus, but he kept giggling. It was very hard to film Willie because he just kept laughing. And I showed him these lists. I said, "You're voting all over the country. It's a felony crime." And he's giggling. And finally, I couldn't say, "Wait, are you smoking something? Are you high on something?" And he says, "Aren't you?" Because it's like, he says, "Look at this list of yours. That's pretty
insane, huh?
Pretty stoned.
Right.
That's stoner material." And so you'll see Willie Nelson. And so that's in, again, the film, The Best Democracy Money Can Buy, and the book, The Best Democracy Money Can Buy, A Tale of Billionaires and Ballot Bandits. And I have to say, you can get it $90. You get both the DVD film with the extras, the book with the comic book inside. I mean, it's a tax deductible, $90 minimum. I hope you'll make it $190. And Kathy's going to double it, so it becomes $180. $90, 877-500-5266. 877-500-5266. So how are we doing, Dave?
That's a very good question.
How am I doing, or how are KBOO doing?
How is KBOO doing is our question. Are we getting there?
We are. The phones are ringing off the hook.
Excellent.
We're moving forward. In fact, we haven't even been able to tally the board yet. But
all right.
I don't want people to slack off.
That's right.
I want them to call. And let's remind them again. Kathy has made a very generous offer to match the next $250 in donations. Double your dollars if you call in the next 20 minutes or so. Maybe not even that long, but it's your opportunity to really have an impact twice what it normally would be. And it's
this
Greg
is the
has
moment,
been.
Guys.
That's it. If not now, when?
That's right.
But I want to also remind folks, too, that, they can do it online. If they're having trouble catching the phones, because we are getting backed up here, go online to kboo.fm. That's kboo.fm. Hit that donate button, and it'll walk you through the process as well. But, again, we want folks to call in, 877-500-5266. Take advantage of our matching pledge that's going on right now.
Take advantage of the matching pledge. Take advantage of the opportunity to get this package from Greg Palace. Take advantage of the opportunity to support your community radio station. Most of us, in fact, I think there's probably about 6 or 7 paid staff. The rest are hundreds of community volunteers just like you who step up and decide that they want to support their community radio station. And I have to say, every single time I have called Greg Palace and said, "Would you be willing to come and help?" Greg has absolutely said yes. No, immediately. I mean, it's never been a, oh, well, let's see, can I be making money during that time, or should I just be talking to you? And we are so grateful to have community supporters like Greg Palace. But we want you to become a member, too. It is important that we own our community radio station. What Greg's talking about, what I love talking about to Greg, is that he makes me laugh. But he talks about some really serious stuff that we have to be informed about, because with that knowledge, we can take action. We can make those changes a reality, but we have to know what to look for. And that's where Greg comes in. He is just so powerful at finding information that the powers that be really don't want us to know or have. Please give us a call at 877-500-5266 and double the impact of your gift. Kathy, we very much appreciate you offering to match the next $250 that comes in during this program. And I have my check in hand, so as soon as I get off the air, I'm running over and giving it to those fabulous phone answerers. Won't you join me? Today's the day, and we want to make sure that when Greg comes here to premiere his film, that we have standing room only, because we want to see this film. It sounds like it's going to be wonderful, impactful, and motivating to make us get out there and make sure that we take control of this election, because it's definitely crazy season is heating up. We know that because of the candidates that we have for president. So give us a call, 877-500-5266. Do it now. Do it quickly. We only have about 17 minutes left of the program. And so, Greg,
yes.
It sounds like you have been on this whirlwind. You are traveling from city to city. And what has been the reception? What are people, like realizing that they have to do something after they see this film?
That's what's wonderful about this whole thing. It's not, I do appreciate the standing ovations, which we've gotten everywhere, but what's really important is that people say, what can we do? And so we are ready. That's why I say, like, once you give, one, support your local community station, and in this case, KBOO by 877-500-KABU, 877-500-KABU. That's really important. This is our weapon of mass instruction.
Yes.
Okay, guys, this is ours. It's not the Kochs. It's not anyone else's. Okay? And this is very important to me. But the other thing, running around, like I say, one of the things that happened is that Congressman Alcee Hastings of the Congressional Black Caucus, also now Keith Ellison of the Black Caucus, the one of the two Islamic members of Congress, they consider this so important that they are going to the Justice Department. But please join them. They don't want to just say, we want you to investigate.
Right.
We need you to open up this scam that Greg Palace has uncovered. They need backup.
Yes.
Add your name to the thousands of people at gregpalace.com. There's a petition. So they can say, by the way, it's not just us. Thousands are behind us, including, you know, Santiago Juarez, the great civil rights leader. We got Rosario Dawson, Voto Latino, et cetera. Now, here's the thing. What's really – the other thing that's really drawing me to Portland, too, because I got to say thanks to someone. When you see those brilliant cartoons – in the Best Democracy Money Can Buy film, when you see Jeb and Catherine Harris in the, beating up the bad guys, and you see the Saturday morning cartoon, and you see me dive into my brain, when you see these wonderful, in fact, one reviewer, I guess it was Slate, which gave it a written standing ovation, said, Greg Palace is the star, but the cartoons are co-stars. And guess what? Those cartoons were created right in Portland.
Wow.
By Keith Tucker, who is a genius. He's the guy, if you get those Disney comic books and everything else, and you know, and you get Who Framed Roger Rabbit.
Right.
You've seen that. That's your man in Portland, Keith Tucker.
Wow.
So he will be with me when I appear. But if you want to see an absolute genius at work, get this DVD, The Best Democracy Money Can Buy. His work is just sought after worldwide, but we're giving it to you for like next to nothing, because all you have to do is make a donation of $90 minimum. Kathy's going to double it, $90. You get the DVD and the book, The Best Democracy Money Can Buy, A Tale of Billionaires and Ballot Banners. And this is very different than my other stuff. Like I say, this is a movie, not a real regular documentary.
Right.
It's a nonfiction movie because you actually see me during this two-year investigation for Rolling Stone. It's inside. It's the failures. It's the attempts. It's figuring out the real story. It's a real live, real thriller action detective story. But I get, like I say, help from the guys from Law & Order. It's a nonfiction movie. But the studio executives asked me, said, but how do we know what's the real part, you know, and what's kind of made up? And I said, when you see Santa Claus, help me out. When you see Ed Asner in a Santa Claus suit,
right,
that's not real.
Right. You may
Ed's real.
Right.
Ed Asner's real, but not Santa Claus. And Ed plays, he's a good sport. He played both Santa Claus, reprising his role that he did with Will Ferrell, and a billionaire explaining, and that's the second part. It's The Best Democracy Money Can Buy, A Tale of Billionaires and Ballot Banners. And you watch me as I plan and stake out the real billionaire. You know, Donald Trump plays a billionaire on television, but there's real billionaires behind him.
Yes.
He doesn't have that money. So the real billionaires behind him, I go and stake them out, and you know, I have this guy. People know, if you know Greg Palast, you know that I wear a fedora all the time.
Yes.
I have a special fedora. It's giving away nothing because these guys are not that bright, despite their money. I have one where Miss Badpenny, that's her real name, by the way, Lenny Badpenny, who's my assistant. Well, not my assistant. She's my partner. She's the chief investigatrix of Greg Palast investigations in reality. And so you watch us, and by the way, for the first time, she's on film because she's always been very, very hidden in the operation. And deliberately, she doesn't like, you know, because of her work,
right,
undercover, she doesn't like to be public. But it was time to for you to see how the operation works. So I have a camera hidden in my hatband. It's a pinhole camera in my hatband. And really, I'm not making that up. And that's how I jump one of these billionaires and confront him with his vote snatching, job snatching, treasury snatching ways. Just these people drip, and I break into. We take a powerboat and work our way to a $1,000 plate dinner in the Hamptons, and hunt these guys down. And it's a lot of fun. It's also fascinating. It's highly informative. That's why I have Santa Claus explain why what these guys are up to.
I got to tell you, Greg, I can't wait to see this film because
you don't have to wait.
I know. I actually will have a copy because I'm putting my membership in. I'm renewing today. So I am on the list. I'll be in the front of the line. But I also, and I should give the number, 877-500-5266. You can join us today. Become a member of KBOO. Up your membership. Give us a special gift so you can get this package. But Greg, I wanted to mention your petition because I did go online and I did sign your petition, and I have posted it to my Facebook page, and we'll add it to my Voices from the Edge Facebook page. But I want our listeners to know, because Greg, you were the one that told us that Interstate Crosscheck, Oregon and Washington both initially signed up for Interstate Crosscheck, and Oregon and Washington both had different responses, even though they both dropped it once they realized that this was not what they thought it was. And so I always remember that you were the one that told us, because I had no idea, had never been in the news, no one had ever talked about it, that Oregon had fell for this as well.
Yes, Oregon first bought the sales, because remember I told you, they were supposedly looking for a double voters.
That's right.
And matching their Social Security numbers.
Right.
And then Oregon and Washington, where you know people actually have measurable IQs, said, wait a minute. All these things, this thing is ridiculous.
Right.
And Washington even issued a statement, this thing's ridiculous. But no one had gotten the list to say, to expose this stuff, because you have state officials, usually, who actually think, well, maybe we ought to count, let people vote and count the votes. But you have to understand, nationally, that's absolutely, utterly unique.
Yes.
There's a war over voting.
Yes.
And you'll see that in the film, The Best Democracy Money Can Buy, A Tale of Billionaires and Ballot Bandits. And you'll get the guys behind it. This is pushed by guys with really big money who have a stake in the outcome. This is not Republican versus Democrat. This is about us versus them, the 1% versus the 99%. It's not about parties. Right now, yeah, right now they use the Republican Party as their little glove puppet. They got their hand in there. But, you know, if you read The Best Democracy Money Can Buy and you get a copy, the brand new book, you'll see that, unfortunately, you know, Hillary's got her billionaires too.
Mm-hmm.
And you need to know their names and how they are operating. This is very, very important.
Yes.
Because these are the guys that are pulling the levers. And now you can pull back by donating to KBOO. $90 gets you both the DVD and the book, The Best Democracy Money Can Buy, A Tale of Billionaires and Ballot Bandits, completely rewritten from the book 12 years ago that was number one in Portland for almost a year. So, and now it's even better. It's the old one, because there's almost no words from that in the new one. So please do get The Best Democracy Money Can Buy, A Tale of Billionaires and Ballot Bandits, with the DVD, $90 tax-deductible donation. And guys, right now, I'm going to zip my mouth for a minute so you have time to call 877-500-5266. That's 877-500-5266, 877-500, KBOO, 877-500, KBOO. You know, so I keep saying it again and again for a reason. I want to hear them phones ring, my
right.
friend.
Hey, Greg, I just want to jump in here to thank a few folks who have been calling while we've been listening to the program here. We want to thank John in Portland, who's renewing his membership. Erica in Portland's a new member. Yay, Erica. We'll give you the KBOO bell. Mary McLean in Portland renewing. Yay, Mary. And Joyce in Portland renewing. We also have Rick renewing. And Lizzie is another new member. Kirk, new member in Portland.
Yay.
And I'm sorry, I think this is Mannion in South Beach, Oregon. Increasing monthly member amount.
Yay.
Thank you, Mannion.
And it's interesting, Portland seems to be well represented, but I know people are listening in Vancouver and Bend and all over, on the internet. It's like, I love that Portland is responding, but we know that you are listening far beyond the Portland borders. So it is your chance to call and step up to the plate and help Kathy match your donation by calling 877-500-5266. Become a member today. Again, that is 877-500-5266. We love volunteers who say, yeah, we'll match. If you can get other people to join, we will match their money. We love that in volunteers, because that means they've invested in this statement, in this station, and they would love you to invest in this station as well.
Remind folks, Joanne, that if they want to get this wonderful package that Greg is offering, and it's $90, they can break that down into monthly payments of $7.50 a month.
True.
We really like to have folks become sustaining donors, because it provides us with the predictability to be able to do some real long-range stuff to upgrade our station and provide you new programming. So think about doing that. It's an easy way to break down a large chunk of money into,
bite-sized
pieces. Yeah. A few more thank yous. Sam in Hood River is renewing.
Yay!
Jerry in Damascus is renewing.
There we go.
We're hearing from outside Portland. Dave in Portland is renewing, and Karen in Portland is renewing. And as you can hear, the phones are ringing. Our volunteers are busy, but we could take more phone calls. So 877-500-5266. And we only have about 6 minutes left for you to take advantage of Kathy's matching pledge. She'll match the dollars on the next $250 in donations. So that's a chance for you to double your donation without it costing you twice as much.
Absolutely. And I want to make sure that folks know about this petition. The petition is titled Lynching by Laptop. And it is a letter to the Office of the Attorney General, Loretta Lynch. And the petition reads as such. In his new Rolling Stone investigation, Greg Palast has revealed that a program to prevent alleged voter fraud, Interstate Crosscheck, has wrongly tagged voters listing them as registering in two states or voting in two states, a felony crime. The suspect list of potential criminals contained an astonishing 7 million names, naming one in seven voters of color in the Crosscheck states. While partisan officials have kept the list confidential, Rolling Stone investigative reporter Greg Palast obtained over 1 million of the accused. The only evidence you have voted or registered in two states is that you share a first name and last name with another voter. A typical example, Maria Isabel Hernandez of Virginia is supposedly the same voter as Maria Cristina Hernandez of Louisiana. Tens of thousands of voters have already been purged in a single state. As many as 1 million may lose their right to vote by this November. Experts have stated that cross-check systems directed by 30 states by the highly partisan Secretary of State of Kansas is dangerously biased against minorities. As the great civil rights leader, Reverend Joseph Lowery, said of cross-check, this is Jim Crow all over again. And so the petition reads, we, the undersigned, the American public, demand an investigation of cross-checks, racially biased purge operation, and the release of the entire list of the 7 million Americans suspected of voting or registering in two states. Upon reaching 50,000 co-signers, our team at the Palast Investigative Fund will hand-deliver the names to your office and demand that your Civil Rights Division do a full investigation into Interstate Crosscheck Program.
That is the so petition. Sign it.
Yeah, I signed.
Yep. Now, that's signed by great signers. We have Medea Benjamin of Code Pink. We have it's going to be presented, hand-delivered by the Congressional Black Caucus to the Justice Department. They've already called the Justice Department and said, get ready.
Right, it's coming.
Start investigating because we're about to march in and we want you to not look like you don't, like blinking in here in the headlights.
Right.
So, but look, this is the serious, and actually the whole film is serious, even when you're laughing, you know, like I say, our genius from Portland, Keith Tucker, Mr. Who Framed Roger Rabbit, who did these wonderful cartoons and illustrations. We're going to take you through the evidence. It's not just the cross-check investigation. We're going through a bunch of investigations of how voters of color in particular have been targeted in America, and Jim Crow is back, except now he's Dr. James Crow, systems analyst. You know, I mean, they've dressed up Jim Crow,
yes,
to look professional and look like it's reasonable and smart. No, it ain't.
Well, sure, as long as you don't mention race, you can't be accused of actually using race as a factor, right?
Yeah, and you know what? Again, the guys behind it actually are not racist. They're moneyists. They're billionaires who want another billion. And that's who's behind it. Like, the guy is giving Trump, the billionaire is giving Trump money. He made $5 billion in a single year. He's JP, the foreclosure king. We confront this guy. And one of the things is he had a secret closed fundraising breakfast for the Donald.
So I'm sorry, Greg. Yeah. We are running out of time.
Okay.
We won't
please
get that
call.
Story in. Yes, please call 877-500-5266. Thank you so much, Greg Palast. We love you here in Portland. We look forward to you being here for your film premiere. And thank you, KBOO listeners. We certainly appreciate you. And keep calling 877-500-5266. See you next week, same time, same place, same station.
Wonderful.
Get up, stand up, stand up for your right. Get up, stand up, stand up for your right.
Hey, come on.
Good morning. You are listening to KBOO Portland. We're back live here on Community Radio. Thanks for listening to an encore performance of Joanne Hardesty's show, Voices from the Edge. We didn't have some callers willing to become members. You can become a member by going to our website anytime, kboo.fm. And thank you in advance for your generosity. This is Community Radio, and we've got some hearty souls in the building. Teresa Mitchell is here. She will be here live with Press Watch, your weekly counter-propaganda and left opinion program. That's coming up in just a couple minutes. Per Fagering going most of the way. He's actually not in the building, but he'll be on the phone. And what a great phone call it'll be, because he'll be joined on a different phone line with Robert Perry for Fight the Empire today. The investigative journalist best known for his coverage of the Iran-Contra affair. Today they'll discuss all the madness sweeping the media surrounding Russian involvement in hacking the U.S. election. Then at 10 o'clock today, we'll have an hour-long Flashpoints. Chris Andre not making it in this morning, so join us for Dennis Bernstein bringing you a weekly stolen election update with Greg Palast, plus a new speech from consumer advocate, author, and former Green Party presidential candidate Ralph Nader. And then at 11 on Between the Covers, David Naiman welcomes author Sophia Samatar to discuss her latest work, The Winged Histories. That is all coming up this morning. Stick around. Press Watch is next.
KBOO Community Radio is a proud co-sponsor of Buyer and Seller, produced by Triangle Productions. The play runs from November 25th through December 17th at the Sanctuary at Sandy Plaza in Portland. Buyer and Seller, the story of an underemployed Los Angeles actor who goes to work in Barbara Streisand's Malibu, California basement, allowing for delicious wit and commentary on the solitude of celebrity, the love-hate attraction between gay men and divas, and the melancholy that lurks beneath narcissism. Again, that's Buyer and Seller, November 25th through December 17th at the Sanctuary at Sandy Plaza, 1785 Northeast Sandy Boulevard in Portland. More information may be found at kboo.fm on the right side of the homepage under Community Events.
This KBOO program is made possible in part by KBOO Foundation members and a grant from Portland's Gay Directory, providing a resource guide of openly gay-friendly businesses, organizations, and services since 1996. New smartphone app available for all iPhones and Droids. For more information, you can visit gaypdx.com.